Okay, today's Daf Lamed Gimel. We're on Daf Lamed Gimel on the second line. So I wanted to thank a listener contacted me yesterday to point out that the Rambam does say that anyone who gets angry is ke'ilu over the Vodazara. The Rambam does say it. So I looked in the back of the Frankel Rambam, and he has all the sources and all the discussion about every line of the Rambam. And by that line, it says, Eino b'Gemara. There's no Gemara that says that, but it is a Zohar. Zohar, more than one place, says it, which is interesting that the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't just say that anyone that gets angry is over, he ilu over the Vodazara. What he says is, like our Chachamim said, anyone who gets angry is ilu over the Vodazara. That's a funny thing for the Rambam to say, and then it's not in the Gemara, but it's a Zohar. It's a very, very funny thing for the Rambam to say. But if I said that it never says it anywhere, that's wrong of me. The Rambam does say it. But I did know that there's no Shas that says it.
Which he doesn't quote the Zohar either.
Well, he doesn't. He never quotes anybody. He never quotes anybody. He just says, our rabbi said, and it says, but he never quotes any sources, the Rambam, which is why people are so busy trying to figure out where the Rambam gets certain things. But the fact that it is a Zohar is fascinating.
Absolutely.
You know? Okay.
Of all places.
Of all places, exactly. Well, why of all places?
Yeah. It's very exactly like that.
The reason why it's fascinating is because by the time when the Rambam wrote his Sefer, the Zohar, quote unquote, hadn't been discovered yet.
Correct.
So who's the Rambam quoting? Our rabbi said, Chachamim said, who's he quoting?
Well, the Zohar got it from the same place.
Yeah. What? Or the Zohar got it from the rabbi.
Okay.
That?
Well, that can't be because
it
predates it.
Okay, then
that's another discussion.
Allegedly,
that's another discussion. Well, there's no question certain parts of it certainly do. There's no question certain parts of it don't.
Correct.
But yeah, okay, very good. Anyway, I want to thank the listener. It's just a good point.
Discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Different
All
discussion.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Shavuot
Omar Mar. That is Shavuot's night topic. Omar Mar. We said yesterday we're going to talk. Most of today is about the mitzvah of Bnei Seva Tokum. Right? So Omar, we said yesterday, Yochel Yahadrenu B'mamon. I would think you could give money, right? You could be Mahader, a person with money. Talmud Lomar, no. Takum V'hadarta, Makima, Shein B'chizar and Kiss. Just like getting up doesn't cost any money. Af Hidur, Shein B'chizar and Kiss. So to Hidur can't mean giving money. It means getting up. V'kima, let's be Chizar and Kiss. 1 second. Standing up doesn't cost any money. What about Milo Askino, are we talking about in all situations? That no matter what you're doing, somebody walks in, you have to stand up for a chash of a person, for an elderly person. Aren't we talking about the Kanakiv Marganisa, your piercing jewelry? It's a very, very labor intensive, very expensive work. Adahaki Vahi Kamikame, somebody walks in, you have to stand up. You have to stop working. So it's not necessarily true that it never it could cost a lot of money. Ella, you're right. You're right. That can't be the makar because it's not true. Akish, kima, lehidr. We make a comparison to standing up to being mahader. Mahidr, she'ain bo, bittel. Just like hidr doesn't have any bittel. Says Rashi in the first skinny line. She'ain lashon hidr, ella nesias panim. Because hidr only means, making face to face. Oh, b'mamon, oh, b'kivud dvarim, with money, or with saying hello, vein mash mu'uso bitul malacha, it doesn't seem to imply bitul malacha, so therefore, that's not bitul malacha. Afkima, so to getting up, standing up, she'ein ba bitul, it doesn't have bitul, v'akish nami hidr l'kima, and I compare them the other way around, ma'kima she'ein ba chesaron kiss, af hidr she'ein ba chesaron kiss. Mikan amru for him, we said, ain't bali umnis v'shaylam v'fitam v'chacham b'shasha oskim v'malachtam. You don't have to get up. Ain't a chenami. If you're busy doing something extremely expensive, very, very labor intensive, and very focused, and somebody, you don't have to get up. I'm busy with my parnasa. I don't have to do that.
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to get up, right?
Well, because you take it away from your current work.
What?
Let's say you're working for someone.
Let's say you work for yourself. You also don't have to. Nothing. No, that's not because the boss doesn't let me. A different story. We're not talking about that. You can't even daven in such a case. Right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about the boss doesn't mind. Right? The point is, he doesn't mind because of the mitzvah. He doesn't care about that. But he can't allow it. It's too much of a loss. So you know what? You don't have to. V'lo, you don't have to. V'atnan, kol bali umnis umdim mifneim. What do you mean? When people would bring bikurim, all the workers would stop. V'shalom v'shalomon, ask how they're doing. V'omer lehem achino, anshe makom ploni, barachim l'shalom. We're going in peace, we're going to Yerushalayim to bring the bikurim. Everybody would get up. I'm Rav Yochanan, yeah, you're right. Bibnehem Omdin, you're right. From them we get up. You're right. From them you have to stop working in the fields, right? People are passing by, say, who are you? Oh, on our way to Yerushalayim. They would get up, a whole big production, right? You're right, in front of them you get up. Bifnei Talmidei Chachamim ain't Omdin. In front of them you ain't Achanam, you don't have to get up. Now, Yossi bar Ofin, Boru Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Look at this. Look how special a mitzvah is. Sherim Neim Omdin. For them you get up. Bnei Talmidei Chachamim ain't Omdin. And from Gizund, and from Talmidei Chachamim you don't get up. And that's not such a raya. You know why? Because V'Dilma Shiny Hasam. It's different. D'im Kain. Because if so, Ata Machshilin La'asid Lavo. You're going to be nichshel them next time, and they're not going to want to come next time. So it's different. Asks the Ben Yehoyada, what people do mitzvot for the covet. And if not for the covet, they're not going to do it. What do you mean they're not going to do if you don't stand up for me when I'm doing my mitzvah bikurim, I'm not going to come next year. What kind of people are they? What kind of people are we talking about? Who's going to do that? Who does the mitzvah so they do that for you? Right? So the Ben Yehuda gives an unbelievable answer, right? He says, it's bedafka. What's bikurim? How much bikurim are you bringing? The first fruits, what is that? One basket full, two baskets full, a truckload full? No, it's a tiny amount. Person's schlepping a tiny amount to Yerushalayim to do bikurim, thinking to himself, what am I doing? Such a minuscule thing, right? But you know what happens? Everybody makes you feel like $1 million. They come to greet you, and they dance with you, and to help you learn the end of Bikurim over there. All the Mishnais talk about what they do. A guy comes to do Bikurim, right? It's like he's on the lottery, this guy.
Yontif.
What?
Yontif.
Why is it Yontif?
When you give Bikurim.
Right. Yeah. So, but we don't do that by any other mitzvah.
Right.
Why? There's a lot of reasons why. But one of the reasons is because of this vart. Because you're doing something so small. There's such a yeyush that could come along with it. So to counter the yeyush, not that a guy wants covered. So to counter the yeyush, we make you feel like $1 million.
Truth of the matter is, most
and that's a special thing.
Most of the people did not bring actual proofs.
What they bring?
They bring the money and they.
No, you can't do that with bikurim.
Yeah.
That's vice hasheni.
Yeah, that's vice hasheni.
Bikurim, you have to bring the fruit. So what are you bringing already? The first fruits. How much is that? It's a few grapes. Yeah, what am I doing here already? What am I doing? But they make you feel like $1 million, the people. That's different. Yeah. Right?
Isn't there another difference, though, that honoring the people bringing Bikurim is done as a minhag and it's done, everybody there does it, the word you use, everybody does it, whereas honoring an individual, you do that as an individual.
So, interesting, I didn't see that answer. The Yerushalmi gives a similar answer, and he says, what's the difference in that Bikurim and getting up for a person? Because Bikurim is once a year. And this is every day, 10 times a day. Every time a guy walks in, right? So 10 times a day, I'm busy with work, I don't have to get up for him. Once a year, stop for 5 minutes and go give dance with the guy, right? That's another answer. Rishama gives that answer, right? And there's one more answer. Yeah. That's the other answer, right? By the way, you should just know that based on this Gemara here, this idea of the Bikurim getting up, there are two halachas that we know. That's why you stand up by a bris milah. You should not be sitting down because someone's doing. When they bring in the baby already, everyone stands up. What are they standing up for? For a baby. Why do they stand up? Because someone's doing a mitzvah. It's not just by Bikurim. Interesting. It doesn't happen all that often. And also, unfortunately, by a levaya. By people stand up. Why are they standing up? Because they're doing a mitzvah. Right? Not.
I always thought it was Eliyahu
Hanavi. By a bris, maybe. Not by a levaya.
Not by
a levaya. Right?
And not for a wedding either.
What?
You stand up.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
How would you understand about it? To be malava, isn't the definition of being malava is standing up?
What?
Isn't the definition of being malava standing up? I mean, how can you be malava?
You're not being malava. You're not being malava. You're a guest. You're sitting there. You're going back to work. So what's pshat? Because you're being mechabeb the people that are doing the mitzvah. Same thing with the bris. You're being mechabeb the people that are doing the mitzvah. That's what it is. Okay.
The reason why we stand up when we say Yivarech L'David in the morning is because people have the custom of giving tzedakah.
So you stand up to do it standing up. Okay. Very nice.
But you're already standing.
Amar Mar. We said yesterday. Yochel Yam of Nebe Shakisi Beis HaMerchatz. That even when they go into the bathroom, the bathhouse, you also stand up, right, for the person. And we said, no. Only if it's a Bederech Kavod. V'lo. V'arib Chia v'havayaseh bei maschusa. He was standing. He was in the bathhouse. V'chala v'azlo b'shurim bar Rebbe. B'shurim bar Rebbe walked by. V'lo kamikamei. Didn't get off him. V'ikbin. And he got angry. What are you getting angry for? You're in the bathhouse. Right? V'asa amalei lavue. He came back and told him, Shnei chumshin shenis ilo b'sefer Tehillim. I taught 2/5 of Tehillim to him. V'lo amal b'fonai. He didn't get up for me? V'su bar kapar v'amalei Reb Shmua bar Reb Yossi. Havayaseh bei maschusa. He was in the bathhouse. All the Azar of Shimon bar Rebbe. Shimon Rebbe walked by. The low comic came. He didn't get up. Vikbidi got angry. He told him, Lavua, Shnei Shlishi Shlishi Shanisi Lo. 2/3. What is this? Shnei Shlishi Shlish. 2/3? 2/9. Shanisi Lo Bataris Kahanim. I taught him Taurus Kahanim. V'lo'on b'fonai. He didn't stand up for me? Right? So Tosfos says, Shnei Chumshin. Pirish Bekuntris Lashon Chomesh. It means Hasefer. That the Tehillim is also broken down into fifths, just like the Torah. Five books of Tehillim, even though there's no. I would say, I made that up. Who made up the Tehillim into fives, right? So Tosfos says, Ashrei ish ke'ayel ta'arog alafiki mayim, ach tov Yisrael, tfil l'moshe, yomru ge'ulei l'chol echad min ha'svarim, elu mesayim ba'amein. We all end off with Amen, Levad, Mina Achron, Shu Sofa Tehillim, except for the end of Tehillim. I was wondering, you could say Tehillim every day. You finish in a month. You can finish in a week. I was wondering if the 5-day breakdown is the same as this, Tosfos. I don't know.
Anybody does a 5-day breakdown?
Yeah, who does a 5-day break? No one does that, right? Anyway, okay, interesting. Then, so the question remains, how come they didn't get up for all these? Tell me that you don't get up anyway in the bathhouse. Then why are those people getting upset? Right? So, where am I? Shema behen Yoshev umaharher. Maybe they were busy learning, and therefore they didn't notice you. How could you learn in the bathhouse? We could ask that in a minute, right?
Maybe they were thinking of Torah.
Yeah, Taima de behen Yoshev umaharher halav hachi lo. So if not for that reason, they should have stood up. They would give them an excuse. They were probably busy learning, so they didn't notice you. And if not for that reason, they would have to eye you in a bathhouse. So anyway, how could you learn in a bathhouse? Right. So, lokasha. Ha babote gaboy, ha babote baroy. Depends where in the bathhouse you are. In the inner room or in the outer room. In the inner room, in the chanami, they don't have to get up for you. In the outer room, they do. You're not allowed to learn in a bathhouse. You're not allowed to think about learning. So that's not really such a raya, because Dilma la unse shiny. Maybe he couldn't stop himself from thinking. Rashi says, la unse shiny, he was so focused, busy on his thinking of learning. Before he got in, V'alkein, he shigur b'piv, he was so used to it, v'libo, at his heart, v'ma'ayin ba beis ha'merchatz. He couldn't stop himself from learning in the beis ha'merchatz. So it's not a raya, which part of the bathhouse they were in, but it is an excuse why they don't stand up for him. Because only in a certain part of the bathhouse you don't stand up.
I thought you were supposed to make a concentrated effort not to think about it.
You are. And the more you don't think about something, the more you think about it.
It just seems right? Funny to be able to do it.
If I tell you, don't think about the pink elephant, don't think about the pink elephant, it's all you're going to think about, right? So, Yachal, I would think, Yatzim Einav, you're going to hold out, you're going to divert your eyes, Kimi She'lo Re'uhu, as if you don't see the guy, right? So, Atu Brisha Eskinan, we're talking about a Rasha, why don't you want to stand up? We're not talking about you don't hold from him, you do hold from him. But you're lazy. So I'm going to pretend I don't see the guy. What are we talking about? A Russia? Ella, I would, Ella, you know, Yachal Yatzim Einav, I would think we're going to withhold our eyes. Mikame Dilim Te Zman Chiyuva. Before the Zman Chiyuv even, I see already he's walking down the block. I don't have a Chiyuv to get up yet for him. He's too far away. I don't have a Chiyuv. But I'll divert my eyes now. The Chimat the Zman Chiyuva, so when the Zman Chiyuv comes, Halo Chazile, I'm not going to see him. The Kame Kame, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. Talmud Lomar, Takub V'Yareisa. Right? No, don't do that. Don't do that. And the Mishnah Berurah says something. He says something over here, which is so staggering that you wonder to yourself, did the Mishnah Berurah had to tell me this? You see from this Gemara that he says it. He says it in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, which is where he says it. You see from this Gemara, you shouldn't avoid mitzvahs. How often do we see that? People avoid the mitzvah. He told me the Kohen who walks out, not to duchen. Right? Who would do this such a thing? How many times? Unfortunately. People go out of their way not to do a mitzvah. Psh, ooh, wah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't work. You're more than we're
How many times did people do that? Shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do that. Right? I'm going to avoid doing a mitzvah. Right?
Someone can stay in Eretz Yisrael and say, "Why is there?" Comes here.
Okay. Tana. Ezehu kima sheyesh vahidr. What's kima that has a hidr attached to it? Getting up with a hidr. Haviomer zed dalat amos. That's 4 amos. Which is why before 4 amos, there's no chiyuv. So if I walk out of the room, he's coming, so I'm going to run the other way. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. You shouldn't do such a thing, right?
Yeah.
Amar Abaya, lo amar en el barabo she'en muvak. That's only if your Rebbe is not your Rebbe muvak. Aval barabo muvak, but if it's your Rebbe muvak, then Molly Einov. Even Molly Einov. What's Molly Einov? It's so far you can see the guy. So the Shach says, that's 266 amos. Where he got that from, I have no idea. I'm sure there's a, if you look up over there, just in the note here, he says that's considered Molly Einov. How far away is that? I don't know, it's a few hundred feet. Abaya, Michi Havi Chazile Lu'udne, the Chamre, the Rav Yosef, the Asu Havi Kam. When he heard the hoofs of Rav Yosef's horse or donkey, he already got up. So it's coming. Rabbi's coming. Right? It's coming already. I hear the horse already. Right? Abaya Havi Rachiv Chamra, he was riding a donkey, for Kamasne Aguda Dinahar Sigaya. And he saw on the other side of the river, Yosef of Mesharshia, Verabonim, the Idach Kisa. These two Rabbanim on the other side of the river, Velo Kamu, Ben Kamei, they didn't get up for him. So, Amaluhua, Lav Lav Rav Muvakana, aren't I your Rabbi Muvak? Why aren't you standing, why are you standing up for me? I'm less than 266 amos away from you. Amalei, Lavadaitin, Tosfas Riazakin says, we didn't see you. Oh, we didn't see you, thank you. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Lo nizkarnu lamod shayinu turudim. We didn't remember to stand up for you because you were preoccupied. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
You're
what? There's not a memory. We didn't know. The same thing. We didn't see you. Rashi doesn't say that. We didn't see you. No, now that we see you, of course we're going to get up for you. That's not what Rashi says. Lo nizkarnu. We didn't remember lamod to get up because we were busy. What does that mean? We don't remember. Maybe he means to say we didn't notice you. Similar it. Oh my gosh, why such a wordy thing? Anyway, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin Lizakin Shlo Yad Triach, Tamad Lomer Zakin V'Yareisa. How you know Zakin shouldn't walk in and out 100 times a day and be Matriach everybody? Shouldn't do that either. Omer Rabaya, Naktinan, De'im Makif Chayi. You go around so you don't make people stand up for you. You get long life. Right? Abaya Makif. Abaya did that. Abaya didn't have long life. Right? He wasn't Zohar a long life, Abaya. But he still did that, right?
No, he was. He was Zohar a long life. He was alive.
Interesting. So Abaya Makif. Abaya did that. He would go out of the way, go around. Abakif means to go around. He would go around not to make people stand up for him. Right? And Reb Zera Makif. Reb Zera also did that. He would also go around not to make people, not to be Matriarch people. Right? So one of the Achronim says, that was only in those days when they sat on the floor. They were learning on the floor, so every time somebody walked in, that was a big tircha to get up. And a chair, what's the big deal? even if it's 100 times a day. So it's interesting also. Ravina, have a Yosef Kameh Rav Yirmiya Midifti, Chalaf Ahu Gavra Kameh, somebody walked in, V'lo Michsei Reisha. He wasn't, now, I'm not sure, like, I didn't make this up. What's this doing here, this Gemara? Because now, he wasn't covering his head. This has nothing to do with covered now. We're all talking about getting up, standing up for a gadol, a chacham, a rebbe. And all of a sudden, out of left field, a guy walks in, not wearing a yarmulke. It's nothing to do with anything. Omar, kama chutzif hai gavra. What a chutzpah, a guy walks in without a yarmulke. Right? Amalei, well, dilma mi masa mechasi nihu. Maybe he comes from masa mechasiya. The gisi be rabbanon. And they're very cozy with the rabbanon. So therefore what? What does it do with the yarmulke?
Why is the yarmulke an indication
of chutzpah?
No,
so the answer is maybe in other words he's so frequent with rabbanon.
That's
nothing to him. What does that do with the yarmulke?
Yeah,
it doesn't do with anything, right? It's like
you just become numb to the fact.
Right, I get that part. That's you work in the Gadol's house. You don't stand up for the every time he walks in. You're over there every day, right? Your hay was with him. So what does it do with the yarmulke?
Right.
I don't know. Did some change the girsa because of this that reason? This whole two lines doesn't make any sense. So some change the girsa, right? Some take the whole thing out. The Ein Yaakov took the whole thing out. Okay.
No point of the yarmulke is Yari Malka.
Right, it's nothing to do with this. It also doesn't belong here at all. It's nothing to do with this. We're talking about standing up. It's nothing to do with it. What?
That's what he was saying.
That the yarmulke is a sign of respect. What?
He should have been wearing a yarmulke in front of them.
Right, so what was his answer? Maybe he wasn't wearing a yarmulke because he's used to what?
He's in a chacham.
Therefore, he doesn't wear a yarmulke?
The respect issue is gone.
Uh-huh. So he didn't feel like, yes, but wearing a yarmulke has nothing to do with respect for the rabbi.
That's right.
Right, I hear. Okay. That's a very big stretch. Okay. Next, back to the story. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, b'bnei seva takum. It says, b'bnei seva takum, afilu kol seva b'mashma. Anybody. We said yesterday. Anybody. Even a Russia. Even an Amoritz. Right? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki isi ben Yehuda. We pass it like that. Rabbi Yochanan have a kai kamei misabe da armoi. He would even stand up for a guy. As long as he was elderly. Omer, you know what he would say? Kama hiraf taki odu alaihu dahani. Look how much this guy's been through. Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, what does it mean? Well, look what this guy's been through. The guy's lived a long life, right? The guy's been through a lot. So he's seen it all. Rashi says, last skinny line, mikros, things that happened to this guy, vitzaris, and tzaris the guy went through, because nobody doesn't have tzaris, v'ra'u nisim harbe umofsim. And he saw a lot of nisim, and a lot of mofsim.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe.
Maybe, right? Maybe he did. Right? The Gemara doesn't say maybe, it says he did.
Right.
That's fascinating.
Right? Every day.
So if you go to most old-timers and you ask them, so there were miracles in your life? 1,000%. Right? No matter who the guy is. Right? No matter who the guy is. Right? Guy in Indonesia and a guy in Canada and a guy in America and a guy in France. Old-timer. You lived through a lot of miracles? 100%.
Yeah,
right? It's amazing. Amazing ration. Right? Amazing. What?
Even the atheists.
Correct. Everyone says it. It's amazing Vart. Amazing Rashi. So there's the whole hak that says Tosvos. Tosvos says it on the B's yesterday. If not for this reason, you wouldn't stand up for them. The only reason why you're standing up for the guy is because he saw miracles. And if not for that reason, you wouldn't stand up for him. But the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of they say v'takum. Even stand up for a guy. So are they arguing? Right? Is it a mitzvah to stand up for a guy, or is it only this reason? Right? The guy saw miracles, he stands up for the guy out of respect. Or is it no, it's a mamash part of the mitzvah. Right? So the rabbis seem to say that. They say, well, no, it's just about smachta, it's not really part of the mitzvah. It doesn't really make a difference. Correct. So that's not the reason we gave.
Correct. What's considered the way?
Correct. So I was wondering about that. When a chashava person, a guy, stands up, do they stand up for him? Do they have this custom? I don't know. When the president walks in, people stand up, no?
Right.
When the Mufti walks in,
what do you do? No, when the president turns their back, don't you?
Right. When the judge walks in, everyone stands up. True.
Right.
He's right.
When the president walks in, they all turn their back to him.
Yeah.
But Korah doesn't.
It's true. We don't either. The clerk doesn't.
You don't?
No. The work is done.
Soviet.
It's like we're supposed to not stay up.
What's that? Bishita.
Right.
Same well, why not?
Because we're used to it.
Because we're used to it, right.
Okay.
Right.
There you go. Tomorrow will make sense now.
Yeah. Rava, make him lokai. Rava wouldn't get up for them. Hinder Ovid Lahu. He would do some, like, a little bit getting up. You know, like we do that ourselves, right? You know, like this, right? Abaya Yahav Yada Lasabi. Abaya would help an elderly person cross the street. He would extend his hand to help him. Rava Meshadar Shluchi, Rava would send someone else. Rav Nachman Meshadar Guzoi. Rav Nachman would also send somebody else. Omar, he said, "E lav Torah, kama Nachman bar Abba ika b'shuka." If I would do every time somebody walked needed a crossing the street, what would happen to my Torah? Right. I'll send someone else, 100%. Omar Ivo, Omar Vyanai, ain Talmud Chacham Rishai Lamed Bnei Rabo Ela Shachris Arvis. You only have to get up once in the morning, once at night. Kedei Shelo Yehi Kvodo Merubim Rikovet Shemayim. Shouldn't be greater than davening. How many times you daven? We daven three times, but Minchamar the Gemara is putting it together. So it's once in the morning and once at night. So Chacham 10 times. So Tosfa says 1 minute. Tosfa says Tema Lama Ikbid Rava Leil. Why did Rava get upset before? How come he didn't stand up for me? Maybe it was already. I already stood up for you twice. How many times do you want me? Shema, maybe come and be part of Shachris for Arvis. He already got up twice. V'lava daite. Rava forgot about that. Right? Rava didn't pay that attention to that. So what do you want from the? What is Rava getting upset? He already stood up twice. V'nira lefareish. The din zeh ein or noag ela ba'osam hadarim ba'beis harav. No. The twice a day is only if you live in the house with the guy. You live in the house with the rabbi, either you're in the same apartment, you have a two-family, whatever it is, and you live in the house with the Rav, then the Mistama Amdu Shachris Va'arvis. So Mistama, in the morning you see him, you get up, and in the evening you see him. You don't have to do it 100 times a day. Aval Talmidim, Acherim, but other Talmidim, Chayavim Lamar Afilu Me'e Pa'amim Bayom, even 100 times a day. Why? Shema Yira Acher, someone else is going to see. How come he's not standing up? Well, he doesn't hold from him. Right? How come he's not standing up for him? Right? What happened? Shema Yira Acher V'yachshadam. They're going to think, oh, he doesn't hold from this Rav. He's not really such a Rav. He's not really so special. My good friend didn't stand up for him. He doesn't know that he stood up already twice for him. But therefore, says Tosfos, this rule just became only if you live in the house with the person. If you don't live in the house with him, 100 times you stand up. Right? V'afilu osam shadarim bebeis harav nami imbo parim chadashos tzrichin lamod. Right? Some guest comes. You have to stand up. So the guest shouldn't think that you don't hold from him. Right? Fascinating. Right? The Gemara makes a statement, and Tosfos totally does away with it. Right? Totally does away with that statement.
The Gemara sign, you basically throwing this whole thing out.
Correct. Right? So you yourself, everyone in this room knows how you can belittle a Talmid Chacham, and that belittling will never leave you. Right? You can make one comment, I'm more guilty as the next person. You make one comment and one remark, and Menachem doesn't hold from that guy. He's probably not so. Not that I'm special, but you know, anyone. He doesn't hold from him. He's not really such a. You go into that chair, whoever gets him, not going to him, right? And that's it. It's over, right?
But what happens if you really don't hold from him? You still should get up.
Yeah, still do it. Why don't you hold from him? What are you such a? Why don't you hold from him? Because he doesn't agree with you hashkafically. Okay, so he's entitled to his opinion.
It's wrong opinion.
Even if he's wrong, he still has Torah, right? And what's he wrong? Don't you disagree with him about Torah? No, for sure not Torah, right? What do we know? It's something else, right? It's one of three things. It's college, right? What he thinks about that, or the state of Israel, which is probably what it's about, right? Or maybe what you wear in your head.
That's right.
So for that, you don't stand up for him. For the other 99% that you agree with him, you can stand up for him. Right?
Absolutely.
Midi Express.
It's even worse. It's like a half a guy already. He does that.
He's not a Talmid
Chacham. Mace Vey. What? If Shir met Elazar Omer, Menayin Lazak and Shloya Triach, how do you know the Zakin shouldn't go make you go out of his way to be a Triach? You. That you should keep standing up for him. Talmud Lomar, Zaka and Viyaresa. Viyamar Chakras Arvis Bovad. So 1 second. If it's only Shachas V'Arvis, am I lo not Triach? What do you mean? Chiyuvahu lo. Chiyuvahu. It's a chiyuv. At least twice a day should be not Triach you. More than that already, he shouldn't. What about twice a day? Ela, lav, kulayoma. I'm talking about the whole day. Lo, lo alam Shachas V'Arvis bilvad. Even the morning and night is enough. V'afilu hachi kama de'efshele lo not Triach. More than that shouldn't be matriachim. Amar Balazar, kol tam mechachem she'ein omed b'fnei rabo nikra rasha. If you don't stand up for your Rebbe, you're called a Rasha. V'eino marich yamim. You don't have long life. V'talmudah mishtakech. You're going to forget what you learned. Shenemar, it says, V'tov lo yil a Rasha, v'lo yarech yamim, kitzel, like a shade, asher einenu yare, mipnei elokim, right? Miyare zu eini yadei amau. What does it mean you didn't fear Kishu Omer? When it says, V'yareisim elokecha, hareze, hare more, zu kima. This more means to stand up. The ema moras ribis umoras mishkalos. Maybe it means mora of ribis and the mora of bad weights. Look at Tosvos. The last Tosvos on the page. Pirish bekuntris gabi mishkalos ksiv even shlema v'tzedek yiye lach. Right? V'kasha. 1 minute. Lo matzino b'shul makom deksiv bu mora behedya. Doesn't say mora by mishkalos. Where does it say you should be, if you erase him, it doesn't say that. But by ribis, it says it. It doesn't. So maybe this pasuk, which says bad things are going to happen if you don't hold for mora, we're saying it talks about mora of a talmud chacham. So the esk gemara maybe means mora of ribis. You don't take care to be careful for ribis or weights. If you cheat people with weights, maybe that's what it means. So the gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar pnei gamar. No, it's gzeira shava. Okay. So Tosfos says, where does it say that you have to have your mora by weights? Doesn't say that. So Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. He says, yeah, but it does say, where's weights? Weights, what's the next parsha in the Torah? Right after the weights? Amalek. Parsha Zachar is right after that. The pasuk right before is talking about don't cheat people with weights, right? Don't do that. The very next pasuk is Zachar, Sarasha, remember what Amalek did. What does it say over there? Asher lo yore elokim. That the reason why you get Amalek is because, this is a Tosfos saying, it's not a Chassidish thing. The reason why Amalek comes is because you cheat people. So if you don't cheat people, if you have the Yira that Amalek says you don't, you know, that Amalek doesn't have, then that's what Tosfos says. That's what the Gemara means. Maybe it means weights. So it doesn't mean weights. Ibailahu. Beno v'hu rabo. Let's say you have a son and he's your Rebbe. Your son is the Rebbe. You have that. You have such a thing. Ma'o lama b'nei aviv. Does he have to stand up for his father? Right? Is that the question? Yeah.
The other way.
No, we can go either
way.
Well, that's the Gemara's next question. Is the other way. The first question is, do you have to stand up for, does the father, does the son have to stand up for his father?
For the father?
That's the next question. Does the son, this is the question, you have to stand up for your father, am I right about that?
Yeah.
Because he's the Rebbe. Tashma, the Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Kumikabe Avuch, stand up for your father. You have to stand up for your father, even though Rashi says he's his Rebbe.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no. Maybe Shiny Rebbe Yecheskel. Maybe he was different. Right? Why was he different? The Baal Maisim Havei. That he was a Baal Maisim. What does Baal Maisim mean? He was muchzik to do good things. Dafilu Mar Shmuel Nami Kamei. Even Shmuel stood up for him. And I think Rashi says he was also his Rebbe. What are you standing up for him for? He's a Talmud of yours. The answer is he was a Baal Maisim. Special person. Ella, Mike, what?
Rabbi Yehuda's father that they're talking about.
Correct. So Rashi says, Afag after Rabbi Yehuda Rabbe, Rabbi Yecheskel. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Yecheskel. Still, he got up for him. Right? Kedamrin Lael, he told him, Abba, don't say it like that, right? Don't say that, right? So that's the question. So then Micah Amale, Ella, Micah Amale, what are you telling me? Hachikamale, Zimnin, the Asi Meachore, maybe he's going to come from the back. Kum Atmi Kamei, still get up. Velo Techush, Liyakra Didi. Don't think that, and you're sitting in front of me. You're by me, Shmuel says. You're my Talmud. Your father walks in. Don't think it's a slap in the face to me to stand up for him. It's no problem. I don't mind. I'm Eichel. You can stand up for your father when he walks in, even though you're his Rebbe. Ibai Elohu. Beno, Vuhu Rabo, Mao Shema.
Isn't another Shmuel's confused?
Yeah.
If they can be Michael altogether?
Correct. We're going to get to that at the end of the daf. Mao Shiyamod Ovi Miponov. Does the father have to stand up now for him? Does the father stand up for his son, who's also his Rebbe? Tashma, Adam Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Ani, Eini Kedai Lamad Bnei Bni. I really don't have to stand up for my son. Ela Mishum Kavod Beis Nasi. Except for the fact that he works in the government. He's a chashev person. Taima Dana Rabbe. Eini Kedai Lamad Bnei Bni. Taima, where am I? Taima Dana Rabbe. I'm his Rebbe? Yeah, I'm the Rebbe of my son. Ha'ihu Rabbi, but if he would be my Rebbe, Kamina Kaime, I would stand up for him. Right? So Gemara, so he said, what do you see? It's a raya you do. Hachi Kama, no. Ani, eni kedai lam b'fnei b'ni. I don't have to stand up for my son. What do I have to stand up for my son for? For what reason? Afiluhu Rabbi, even if he was my Rebbe, I wouldn't stand up for him. Dahayana avua, because I'm his father.
Covenant Torah.
No, so you don't, but he's a father. Ela Mishum covered based Nasi. But he happens to be an official in the government, and that for that reason I'll stand up. But even if he was my Rebbe, I wouldn't stand up for him. Why? Because a father doesn't stand up for a son, even if he's a Rebbe. Alright, he's an official, and that for that reason I'll stand up. Right? The Goyim will be impressed. Right? It doesn't mean anything. Iboy Lahu. Rochev Kimahalach Dami Olo. What if you're Rochev? Is that considered like as if you're walking or as if you're stationary? The achlokas, who's riding the horse? Is it the Rav or the Talmud? So does the Rav have to? The Rav's on the horse, so I don't have to stand up for him. He's not here. He's like the Rav drives by in a car. You have to stand up. Probably not. Or no, the Talmud's on the horse. Get off the horse and stand up for your Rebbe. The achlokas, which what's going on? It can go either way. It doesn't make a difference. Amar by a Tashma. It's a complicated thing over here. We have 5 minutes to do it. Tomei Yoshev Tachas Ha'ilon. There's a Tomei person sitting under a tree. V'tahar Omeid, and the Tahar person standing under the tree. Tomei. The Tahar person becomes Tomei. Why? Because they're both under the same Ohel. But the Tomei person has to be sitting. Because if you're not sitting, there's no Kfias. Tomei Omeid Tachas Ha'ilon. If the Tomei person's standing under the tree. V'tahar Yoshev, and the Tahar person sitting. Tar! He's tar. Why is he tar?
Same reason.
What?
Same reason.
Because the Tame person must be sitting. Vim Yeshev HaTame. What if the Tame person's sitting? Hatar Tame. The Tar person now becomes Tame. Why? Because the key is you have to be sitting. Why you have to be sitting? Because that establishes Kvias. V'chein also Be'evin HaMenugas. You have a stone from a house that has Tsaras. So that stone is Tomei. I schlepped that stone to under the tree now.
So if you're in a house with him so and he doesn't sit, then it's not...
It may be, correct. It could be he has to sit.
I'm assuming the tree is an oil, so it's a house.
Correct.
This is no walls, so it makes a difference.
No, that doesn't make a difference because you're under the same canopy, on the same roof. It doesn't make a difference. It could be, yeah, it could be he has to sit down. It could be. Maybe a house is different, I don't know.
Is it the ground issue or is it the fact that he's not... Because he looks like he had a dead body hanging from the ceiling. And you walk in the
right. Room. I don't. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Mitzorah is only. It's only by Mitzorah. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. So it says. But also by an Evan Hamanugas, which is a stone from the house. I bring the stone. I'm under the tree together with the stone. So what do you mean? Rashi says, Adam Nose Tachas Ha'ilon. I schlepped the stone under the tree. V'tahar Yoshev Tachas Ha'ilon. Some guy sitting under the tree. A tahar person. Lo nitma hatar, the tar person doesn't become tame ad she yeshiv hanose evan until the guy carrying the stone sits down. Why? Because standing up doesn't count. Vim yeshiv nose evan, but if the guy sits down, nitma hatar, the tar person becomes tame afilu omer even if he's standing up. Why? Because the tuma has to be sitting down. So what do you see from all that? Amr of Nachan bar Cohen, funny name. Guy's name was Cohen. Zoso Meres, from here you see, Rochev Kimahalich Dami, that Rochev is like walking. Why? Because there's no kavias until you sit down. So too, I'm on a horse, I'm schlepping along, I'm not considered stationary until I get off the horse. Right? Right, Rashi says it, the next Rashi there. Dilav basre dida azlinan. We don't go after you. Ela basar behema hanosa. We go after the animal. Daha hacha lo basar evan azlinan. We don't go after the stone. Ela basar adamanosa azlinan. The guy carrying the stone. I'm under the same ohel with the stone. Yeah, but you're standing up. The guy carrying the stone, standing up, I'm not tummy. I am under the same tree with the stone. No, the guy carrying has to sit down first. Then I'm tummy. What kind of rule is that? That's not a rule. That's the rule. What do you see from that rule? That it doesn't go by the stone. It doesn't go by the guy on top of the horse. It goes by the horse. It goes by the one carrying you. It goes by the person carrying the stone. It goes by the animal who's carrying the person, so to speak, right? Di basra di da'az linan. Because if we would go by the item itself, I feel lo yoshev no se nitmatar. So why does the guy carrying the stone have to sit down? Why does he have to sit down? He's under the same ohel together with a taller person and the stone's tummy. Why does the guy carrying have to sit down? What do you see? That mahalech, that om, the ha'i masiv yasva b'cheko o b'ksefo shal zeh hanosi. I'm carrying it in my bosom. I'm carrying a stone. It's a heavy stone. I'm carrying it like this. Why do I have to sit down? What do I have to sit down for? As long as I don't sit down, the guy under the tree doesn't become tummy. Why? Because it doesn't go by the stone. It goes by the guy carrying the stone. And I'm a halech, I'm walking by. Until I sit down, I'm walking by. So what do you see? That standing on something is like as if you're walking by.
So why can't a kohen go past the cemetery that's heavy?
So then maybe it's a good question. So maybe this is only by Betzorah. Special thing by Betzorah, by Taras. Could be a special thing by Taras. But we use this special thing by Taras to bring a halacha. The Rebbe's on top of the horse. Oh, I don't have to stand up for him because he's considered walking. He's not stationary. He's just passing by. He's passing through. Okay? And anyway, Shema Minah, you're right. Iboilu, Mahu Lamod Bifnei Sefer Torah. I have to stand in front of a Sefer Torah. Rav Kilki Bar Rav Sisan Rav Elazar Omri Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Mipnei Lomdeh Omdeh Mipnei Lo Kolshkin. I have to stand up for someone who learns it. I don't have to stand up for it. Doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, Havi Yosvi, they were sitting. Chalaf Azar, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Abba, Kavakam, Bekame. He walked by. Amalu, Chada, the Asir Chadkimi, Vanachavar. First of all, you're a Chacham, I'm just a Chavar. I'm a lower level. Va'od, Klum Torah, Medizim, Neilam, Deha. Does the Torah stand up for those? Does the Torah stand up for itself? Are you standing up for me? You guys are learning now. Savalei, Kerbalazar, Dabar Balazar, Ain Tamachacham, Rashai Lama, Ne Rabba, Beshasha Osek, Patora. You don't have to stand up while you're learning Torah. Lie it, Allah Abaya. Abaya cursed that. That's not true. You do stand up. Now, they beat the Achore Moshe, Adbo, Ha'ola. They looked at Moshe till he got back to his tent. Rabbi Lazar, right, where's that pasuk? Yeah, that's in the end over there, right? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadnaf, Chara Amar Lignai, V'chara Amar L'Shevach. One says that's a Gnai, and one says that's a Shevach. Manda Amar Lignai, Kedisa. That we know about. Right, Rashi says, "What do you mean, kedisa?" Like we know, Rashi says, "Mishum davar megunahu lo rotzel lefarsima." It was such a disgusting thing; we don't want to publicize it. That harehu mufurish b'medrash Rebbe Tachuma ro kama avim shokuf kama tzavaro shemen shamin hakol mishalanu. Look how overweight Moshe is. Fat thighs, a fat neck. They were belittling Moshe. Unbelievable. Say that. And madam aloshevach. Just opposite. Amar Chizkiya, Amar Le'ev Chanina, Debrei, Rav Avo, Amar Avdimi, Amar Avdimi, Demin Chaifa, Chacham Over, Omeid Lefanov, Dalaramos. He walked by Dalaramos, Vekivin Sha'avar Dalaramos, Yashav. Then once he passed, we get sit down. Av Bezdin, Over, Omeid Lefanov, Moli Einov. An Av Bezdin, as soon as you see him, you have to stand up. Vekivin Sha'avar Dalaramos, Yashav. Once he passes by 4 amos, you can sit down. Nasi, Ome over omeid milfanov mole enov. Yes, as soon as you see the nasi, you have to stand up. Ve'eno yoshev ad sheyoshev bimkomo. You can't sit down till he sits down. Shenemar ve'bitu achrei Moshe ad bo ola. Okay?
That's all you see in person.
Correct. And we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Moshe on television?